Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, St Patrick's Girls National School Carndonagh has paid tribute to their beautiful and vibrant senior infants pupil Ellen McLaughlin and her mother past pupil Natalie, who died in a car crash in Carndonagh earlier this week. The man who died at a primary school in Omagh yesterday has been named as Paul Corrigan, a building supervisor and member of the grounds maintenance team with the Education Authority. A priest currently in custody on a charge of attempted sexual communication with a child has been charged with seven further offences at a sitting of Derry Magistrates Court today. And Donegal County Council is hosting a civic reception to mark 100 years of unbroken service on the authority by the Blaney family. These stories and full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest sports news at around 15:15. And that will be followed by a Nooked with Colm Furter. But first, St Patrick's Girls National School Carndonagh has paid tribute to their beautiful and vibrant senior infants pupil Ellen McLaughlin and her mother past pupil Natalie, who died in a crash in Carndonagh earlier this week. They say Ella was a much loved member of the school community and will be remembered for her kindness, energy and happiness. The school has activated its critical incident management plan, and psychologists from the National Educational Psychological Service will be supporting and advising their staff. They will be open today from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock to parents, pupils and staff past and present, offering support, advice and a space to remember Ella and Natalie. Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director, say the funeral arrangements for the mother and daughter are yet to be confirmed. Meanwhile, local parish priest Father Con Gallagher says the grief in the community is palpable.
Her grandmother Joanne was showing me pictures of the two of them because they'd only recently returned from holiday. I suppose words aren't adequate to express how I feel at this moment, and that's a feeling that's shared by the whole community here in Carndonagh.
The man who died at a primary school in Omagh yesterday has been named as Paul Corrigan, a building supervisor and member of the grounds maintenance team with the Education Authority. Mr Corrigan was involved in a serious workplace incident at St Mary's Primary School in the Old Mountfield Road area of Killyclogher. The Education Authority say he was a highly valued and dedicated member of their facilities management service for over 30 years. The police, ambulance and fire services of Northern Ireland attended the scene yesterday, and the health and safety executive has been informed. A priest currently in custody on a charge of attempted sexual communication with a child has been charged with seven further offences at a sitting of Derry Magistrates Court today. 58-year-old Edward Gallagher of Orchard Park in Lifford, County Donegal, had been returned to police custody for further questioning yesterday. Laura Donnelly has this report, which includes details that listeners may find upsetting.
Gallagher was charged with possessing an indecent image of a child on April 17th, as well as a charge of possessing extreme pornographic images on the same date. He was also charged with making an indecent image of a child and distributing indecent images of a child again on April 17th. Gallagher was further charged with causing a child under 16 to engage in sexual activity, causing a child to watch a sexual activity, and sexual communication with a child. All of these offences were said to have occurred on April 17th this year. Gallagher appeared in the dock at the court and spoke only to confirm his name and date of birth. A police officer told the court he believed he could connect the accused to the charges. Defence counsel Stephen Chapman said he had no questions on the connection and there would be no application for bail. Gallagher was remanded back into custody and the case will next be heard on July 31st.
Donegal County Council is hosting a civic reception to mark 100 years of unbroken service on the authority by the Blaney family. They are the first family in the country to reach the milestone. Neil Blaney was elected to the council in 1925 and was replaced by his son Neil T in 1948. Neil T's brother Harry Blaney was elected in 1957 and was replaced by his son Niall in 1999. In 2003, Niall was subsequently replaced by his brother Liam, who remains on the council to this day. Niall Blaney is a member of Shannon Aaron and a former TD, as was his late grandfather, father and uncle. Opening this afternoon's civic reception, Cathaoirleach Councillor Paul Canning said this is not a statistic, it is a testament to an unparalleled history of service to the people of Fannet, Donegal and Ireland. Councillor Liam Blaney says it's a proud day for the family.
to see everybody here today. That I suppose the only time you really see them is election time. A lot of them, and it's good to see them all get up here today. And you see they're getting a picture taken with a man from County Cork, a councillor from County Cork. And that's, you know, it means a lot to come up that far as well to see this. I think we're the first family in the country to have continuous representation of 100 years on a county council, and I believe that on the next year or two there may be another family in Cork. But that's a great day, and it's a sorry day and proud.
Do you see this continuing into the future? I mean, you're showing no signs of slowing down.
Well, I don't know about me slowing down, but you know, the second longest serving councillor here in Lifford now at the minute. So as far as the young people's concerned, they're not showing a real interest. The older of the younger generation has not shown any interest, and you know, they're all putting it down to a lot of to the social media, and you know what, they would have to take on social media, and they wouldn't be willing to put their name on the hat because of that reason. But I don't think it's a good enough reason, and I think there should be regulations and laws taken, put in place to ensure that kind of things don't happen. But look, that's for down the line, but we'll just be here today to enjoy the day anyway.
Meanwhile, Senator Niall Blaney says today is an emotional day.
I suppose feelings of emotion. But see the crowd that's here today, Donal, it's something else. It's a fantastic achievement, and very, very proud day.
You're the first family to reach this achievement, to reach this milestone across the country. That must give you an extra sense of pride.
And that's a massive sense of pride, and also a massive sense of achievement. I suppose it's a sense that democracy is alive and well in Donegal. I think it augurs well for Donegal. I suppose we always find it hard for everyone we get up here. But, you know, I suppose we have achieved a lot as well. And that doesn't happen without officials working together and public representatives working together. And we can achieve a lot more. But I suppose the one thing that has been achieved over that 100 years of Lang Abadie is many friendships. And those friendships are very important in politics as well.
There were 7,638 people on the live register in Donegal at the end of June, an 11% decrease on the same period last year. The number signing on fell in all social welfare offices across the county. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The sharpest fall was recorded in Killybegs, with 433 on the register there, down 19% on the figure 12 months earlier. There were 812 signing on in Dunloe, a fall of 16%, and 841 on the register in Ballyshannon, down 11%. Falls of 9% were recorded in Letterkenny and Donegal Town, with respective totals of 2,184 and 488. There were 478 people on the register in Dunfanaghy, down 8%, and 1,411 in Buncrana, a fall of 6% on the end of June 2024.
Donald Trump is expected to sign what is labelled the Big Beautiful Bill into law today. It's after he secured one of his biggest domestic political triumphs when it passed the US Congress last night. The legislation includes tax breaks and spending cuts, but Democrats have described it as the big ugly betrayal. Professor and political analyst Scott Lucas from the Clinton Institute at UCD says it allows the White House to boost funding for its anti-immigration policies.
They are going to have almost a quadrupling of their budget to more than $40 billion under this. There will be additional, however, expenditure for other agencies involved in border enforcement. And yes, there is going to be $50 billion that is there for the supposed wall with Mexico that never got built in Trump's first term.
Letterkenny-based Urnacht has been confirmed as a partner in two newly approved EU-funded projects. A-Waves and Active N have been allocated a combined budget of €4.65 million. This brings to six the number of projects approved for the network this year so far. General Manager Dr. Katrina Strain says the new projects highlight how Urnacht can bring both cultural and environmental innovation to the region.
These two projects, they tackle some of the most pressing challenges facing Atlantic regions today, from safeguarding our cultural heritage to addressing climate vulnerability. And they mark €4.5 million Euro and EU funding. These two new projects, they're actually, they come on the back of another project by Peace Plus that was approved last week that Urnacht is leading in relation to air quality. And there are three further projects that have been approved this year already. So in total, there's been €20 million in EU funding activated by the Urnacht network this year alone. So yes, it puts the Northwest region, keeps it at the forefront I suppose, of smart, sustainable and inclusive regional development.
And this brings to six the number of projects that have been approved for funding. Do you think that can only go up from here now, that you are hopeful that there will be more?
Yes, we're very hopeful. Like Airnick is owned by Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council, and our remit is to advance European cooperation by connecting public authorities across Europe in order to ensure that the North West region attracts EU funding so that we can remain at the forefront of digital transformation and smart and sustainable and inclusive regional development. So yes, we're very hopeful that we can keep going ahead and attracting further funding as the year progresses.
And Anna Sean Councillor says there needs to be a comprehensive discussion about coastal erosion on the peninsula with a view towards determining what protection measures can be implemented. Councillor Albert Doherty told a recent municipal district meeting that studies have been done in the past and new concerns are being expressed at the moment, particularly in Ballyliffin and Lag. He wants all those with an interest to sit down with council officials to determine what can be done.
There have been University of Ulster reports, studies and periods of up to 5 years where monitoring was occurring. Publication followed of reports, but we don't seem to be able to flesh out with those that organised, requested the study to ensure that there is actions in relation to coastal protection.
What's the next step?
The next step is us pursuing from council an early response, and also that we meet with the concerned parties, and at this occasion, let's say, it would be the Ballylippin, the Gulf Club, and the business concerns, and we listen to them, and then we get council to respond ASAP.
Is there a real risk that if these issues aren't resolved and council and other agencies don't sort out for once and for all whose responsibility this is to take action, that we will actually see parts of our coastline and possibly buildings and facilities lost because of inaction?
Yes. And I know in the past we've heard of hard and soft responses in relation to actions and works that can be conducted. All we're asking for is a good chin wag with those who called the study, those who have served up these reports, and the council to say, how can we, by working together, play a part? We often hear that these are cyclical happenings, but if there are soft or hard options, let's explore them together.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after the short break. The time is coming up to 16 minutes past five. Mark is here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Shane O'Donnell has been nominated for the GAA Footballer of the Month Award for June. Donegal played four times in June with games against Cavan, Mayo, Louth and Monaghan, and O'Donnell played a huge role in making it a clean sweep of victories. To top off a great month, the St Union's clubman was named Man of the Match in that All-Ireland quarter-final clash with Monaghan at Croke Park last weekend. Kerry's David Clifford and Meath's Jordan Morris have also been nominated for the award. The Donegal Senior Hurling Championship continues tonight as Buncrana play Sean McCool's. St Union's go up against Carindonna and Burt face Setanta. There are also fixtures in the Intermediate and Junior Hurling Championship this evening. Tomorrow, the Donegal Senior Ladies Footballers are up against Armagh in the All-Ireland Senior Championship Relegation Qualifier. That game throws in at 2 o'clock in Stewartstown. Moving on to soccer, Finn Harps and Derry City are both coming into tonight's games in the SSE Electricity League on a fantastic run of results. Finn Harps are back in First Division action at home to Longford after wins against Dundalk and Athlone have seen a recent upturn in form. Former captain Declan Boyle says those results will give the team confidence and expects a positive result this evening.
It's nice to get a positive result, and obviously that brings on confidence. You know, once you're getting results and things are going well, obviously not conceding too many goals, not scoring a lot, but keeping clean sheets and winning games, and that's what you want, to, you know, in order to push up the table. And obviously that also breeds confidence in the group of players as well, that they are good enough. And, you know, you hope that they're putting a good performance against Longford. You should get another 3 points as well. So that'll obviously help them close the gap between themselves and Wexford.
We'll have live updates from the game with Dermot Doherty from 7:45. In the same division, leaders Dundalk travel to Kerry. Bray Wanderers are at home to Wexford. UCD face Treaty United and Cove Ramblers take on Athlone Town. Athlone have just been taken over by American businessman Nick Giannotti and his company Red Ball Energy. Red Ball also hold a stake in English League One club Plymouth Argyle. In the Premier Division, Derry City are on the hunt for four wins on the bounce as they welcome Waterford to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Waterford have given Derry trouble already this season, with the Candy Stripes yet to get a point from either of their first two previous fixtures. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch says the team are confident it can be different this time.
We've watched Waterford a lot this week in the different games that they've played, and they're a dangerous team. We took a little bit of a pasting from Waterford down there the last time, so it's important that we keep our feet firmly on the ground here. We continue to work hard, and we go into Friday night's game full of confidence, absolutely, but also with huge respect with what's in front of us.
Elsewhere, Bohemians travel across the capital to face St Pat's. Shelburne host Cork City and Drogheda play Galway. The Women's European Championship continues this evening in Switzerland. Geneva is the setting for the Group C opener between Denmark and Sweden, which just kicked off at 5 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, Germany take on Poland in St Gallen. The Club World Cup quarterfinals kick off tonight. First up, Fluminense face Al Hilal from 8. At 2 a.m. Irish time, Chelsea take on Palmeiras of Brazil in Philadelphia. In tennis, Naomi Osaka says she has nothing positive to say after again missing out on the fourth round at Wimbledon. The four-time Grand Slam winner has been knocked out by Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. Top seed Aryna Sabalenka faces Emma Raducanu later, after men's defending champion Carlos Alcaraz takes on Jan-Lennard Struff. In golf, Leona Maguire faces a fight to make the weekend at golf's Irish Open. That's all your sport for this evening. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Mark, August, Anish and Note, like Colm Ferter.
Chairman Natasha of Colm Ferter and Sean Lynn, the Priest Guilty. Kurt and Shea Kian Agriot Gilliga, Connor Nigilliga, Common Navian, Gail Lynn, Gail Edgehus, Glory Nigil, August Oroctus Nigilliga. Inul the Oris Nigilliga, Goal Auris Oru, Fui Hohi and Structor, Kofarchiokta, Bonnie Igforus Nigilliga, and Fihis Akui Jig. August Namesh Parchis, a Structor, Kofarchiokta, Arisht, Gujigume Dolchon Kiangenta, Erin Kruhas, Meniha, at her on Fui Lahar. Tana kion agriachti eg lora crinia egin dala leshen ara geltuk ta dara kaleri agus leshen ara pobl Gordon Lyons leshen geir ke mwenihe a fle. Marger la rachis na runya run na geltuk ta ta dreacht rachis stratisha dan trefsha tribliana edger fiha fiha sa kuig agus fiha fiha sa orta olvu fwi lahar. Sa rachis stratisha liaktra ma sprakana agus kospori na runya at a tawakta lahaim a vishan a chachadu don trevche van herma at a le chart er chodz den froches chean an run igorlia la parchi ha liaswara eg lorag turami major le kestina chon an ratcha stratisha a olvu Carter falcha riva aignacti goji an neul adami uul ta carta an mor huul an nashun ta bliuntul ningail Fogarhead on Saharn and Fihu de la the man and oher. August tatus of a gul carta a conru negeliga, lena triu a vratnu brahuna, la art niana nuus, margal and chip, stratisha geliga a horchestia ohui. Ta and cas shaw igonia and aimanish ohui, August and ara pobble, garden lions, galu and stratish, marchodj de coin to re nua, corchiga nua. An anner a fihe agus a fi, agus galu go me an strathishin on fui she vi on ho entu. Agus by Gilahan Shan Lord at Sacranog in Neri Bega er an darna lejeg de mi ul ik toshard ig a jahuklug majin. Shumahodja eligol slan agus banak.
The mayor of Donegal Town says the debate over the location of a surgical hub in the northwest must be about what's fair and safe for patients, not what deal was done to secure the election of government. During the Friday panel on today's 9 till noon show, Anna Gallagher told Michaela Clark that as someone who's equidistant between Letterkenny and Sligo, she can see merit in both, but she believes the figures clearly vindicate Letterkenny's case. She says it's imperative that Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill makes her decision based on the advice of medical experts rather than the outcome of a political negotiation.
She did say that no final decision had been made. If we need to believe that this is correct and that this is about fairness and safety and putting the patients first, not deals to get re-elected, you have to think that there has to be a moral compass here to the people that live, north Donegal, out to Dunloe, out to Aran Islands, Tory. You know, like, getting to Sligo for them is going to be a nightmare. So, you know, it's not about me sitting in Donegal Town thinking I can avail of both. You have to think of the larger of population and what is fair and what is safe. What is safe for these people, for everybody. You don't want our services downgraded again. The doctors are not wanting to get re-elected. What they're saying is the truth. They are not coming to discuss things without the truth and without... They're the people that are dealing with patients day in, day out. They are the people that are the front line. They're the people working through this system, and they know what's needed. And, you know, the minister needs to listen to the experts.
EU member states are being briefed on the latest developments in trade negotiations with the United States. Europe's lead negotiator, Maro Sefcovic, has returned to Brussels after what he describes as a productive week of work in Washington, D.C., where focus is now... is on reaching an agreement in principle on tariffs by Wednesday's deadline for a deal. EU Commission spokesperson Olaf Gill says the bloc will now consider the next steps.
When we receive the views and feedback of our member states, we will then carefully assess how to take the next step in those negotiations.
A Donegal deputy says it is outrageous that there is essentially a blockade surrounding Rockall. Ownership of the island, located between Donegal and Scotland, and the fishing rights in the water surrounding it have been heavily debated topics. Responding to Deputy Padraig McLaughlin in the Dáil yesterday, Agriculture Minister Timmy Dooley said reaching an agreement with the British government remains an important issue. However, Deputy McLaughlin says the fishing industry in Donegal and across the country is being negatively affected due to the lack of action.
Minister, I appreciate you're new in the role, but my difficulty is what you've just read has been said to me again and again and again by Minister McConnell beforehand. This is an uninhabited rock, and there's just no basis under international law for what they're doing. It has cost millions every year, not just the fishermen in Donegal and Greencastle and Killybegs, but down to Castletown Bear, so fishermen from around Ireland. And it is outrageous action, you know, really outrageous. I mean, you know, basically a blockade around the rock, threats on people's livelihoods for fishing in their traditional grounds. And, you know, at some point, if the British government won't do what's right, we do have to look at international arbitration. It's just outrageous this has gone on this long.
And now for the weather. It will continue windy this evening, remaining cloudy with some patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle at times. Tonight will be cloudy and misty with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Hill and coastal fog are likely to, lowest temperatures of 12 to 15 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, St Patrick's Girls National School Carndonagh has paid tribute to their beautiful and vibrant senior infants pupil Ella McLaughlin and her mother past pupil Natalie, who died in a crash in Carndonagh earlier this week. They say Ella was a much loved member of the school community and will be remembered for her kindness, energy and happiness. The man who died at a primary school in Omagh yesterday has been named as Paul Corrigan, a building supervisor and member of the grounds maintenance team with the Education Authority. Mr Corrigan was involved in a serious workplace incident at St Mary's Primary School in the Old Mountfield Road area of Killyclogher. A priest currently in custody on a charge of attempted sexual communication with a child has been charged with 7 further offences at a sitting of Derry Magistrates Court today. 58-year-old Edward Gallagher of Orchard Park in Lifford, County Donegal, had been returned to police custody for further questioning yesterday. And Donegal County Council is hosting a civic reception to mark 100 years of unbroken service on the authority by the Blaney family. They're the first family in the country to reach the milestone. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, July 4th. The tragic deaths have taken place of Natalie McLaughlin and her 6-year-old daughter Ella McLaughlin, Pound Street, Carndonagh. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Maureen McGrath, Ní Glacann, 167 Laurel Drive, Strabane, reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount, followed by interment in St Mary's Old Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society or the Foyle Hospice care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Des McGinley, Main Street, Milford. Reposing at his home today until 10 o'clock. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, followed by burial in Milford Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the St Vincent de Paul Society care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.